Yes, you was when you were never Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya bulinyalya mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Bolisa ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omuwe ekirowoozo ekiva eri Katonda.
Give them a thought from the Lord.
Kubanga ayogera mu Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya kubiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2.
Agamba ntunne endowooza ya Kristo mu.
Say we hold the mindset of Christ in us.
Kale nsaba omuwe endowooza ya Kristo gyoyi.
Give them that mindset of Christ
that
is put within you.
Wanga yogera mu Yohana 14.
He speaks in John 14.
Yohana 15:7.
John 15:7.
Tiwe tubeera mu ye.
That if we abide in him.
N'ebigambo bye nga biri mu ffe.
These words abide in us.
Kali osobola okuba n'endowooza ya Kristo.
You can hold the mindset of
Christ. Oba n'ebiro n'ebigambo bya Kristo mugwe.
Or if you have the words of Christ.
Kali osobola okumumpeera ye endowooza ya Kristo.
Now you can give of them the mindset of Christ.
Asubira omuwadde endowooza nga ddala etuukiridde.
Given them a real mindset.
Kubanga ayogera ng'agamba tulina endowooza ya Kristo.
He speaks that we have the mindset of Christ.
Asubira gye omuweeredde ddala.
Let me hope that's what you've given them.
Omuwe ebyekifuula nnenge.
If you give them things twisted.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda omulamu.
We thank the living God.
Katonda kitaffe omwana omutukuvu.
God the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
Abaatandika waggulu w'eggulu.
Those who began and above the heavens.
Olw'okutwongerangu obudde buli kiseera.
For adding us time always.
Kubanga obudde baabutuwa okuva lwe baatujja waggulu w'eggulu.
For they gave us time since they got us from above the heavens.
Tuweebwa ebiro n'ebiseera eby'engeri ez'enjawulo.
We're given times and seasons of different things.
Nga twete. Tuliwo okwetereza.
We here to align ourselves.
Batuwadde ebiro by'okwetereza.
They have given us seasons of aligning ourselves.
Tugiri emyaka emitwalo nga 14 n'egigwa.
Something 140,000 years.
Emitwalo 12 n'egigwamu.
120,000
years. Ebyo n'ebiro bibadde byakwetereza.
All those seasons have been for us to align ourselves.
Tujanga batujja waggulu w'eggulu. Batonde eggulu n'ensi ebiriwo
leero. Put us from heavens and earth to create the heavens which are.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo nkomerero.
The word the end.
Yes, you watch it dayo nkomerero.
It still goes back at the end.
Oba kotandikwa.
Or at the beginning.
Basinga bakiyita nnyo bade nkomerero
yadi. Most people ask when is the end coming.
We void the nkomerero bo tuyita okudayo wako.
Anytime you call the end.
Waguru kotandikwa.
Are calling us to go back above the heavens at the beginning.
Kale kirowoozi ko ng'oyita enkomerero.
Now think of that as you call the end.
Oba oyita tuddeyo waggulu w'eggulu.
Or you are calling that you go back above the heaven.
Emisango nga giwedde.
And the judgment has been finished.
Ate nga munnaabwe bayinza okusalira nga akaddeko tukakozesezza bulungi.
They may judge you when you have not used your time well.
Naye ffe Mukama atuwadde ekiseera.
But we God has given us the time.
Olw'abangi okwetoola ensi yonna.
On behalf of the many all over the entire world.
N'atuweereza ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
And he sent us the book of remembrance.
Olugendo lw'eggulu.
Of the journey of heaven.
Olw'atambula mu Bible okumala emyaka musanvu.
We moved through the Bible for 7 years.
Okuva mu mwaka gwa 2005 mpaka 2011.
From 2005-2011.
Mu series ez'entambula ez'omwoyo.
In the series of the spiritual transports.
Okuli okwolesebwa.
Where there is the vision.
Ebirooto.
The dream.
Okyusibwa.
The trance.
Azota.
The azotas.
Yolimu.
The urim.
Samim.
The thamim.
Entambula ez'omwoyo.
The spiritual transports.
Era nga tukyagenda mu maaso n'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu.
And we are still moving on with our journey of heaven.
Detailo yalwo.
It's detail.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tukyali mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We are still the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kiri mu ggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
It's in the first created heaven.
Ekitundu ekyawaggulu.
In the realm above.
Esinganibwa heaven is set.
Where we find three heavens there.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulabye bingi mu kibuga kino.
We have seen much in this city.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganiro ddene ly'abamalayika.
It's a great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Yes, we was with
praise Jesus so much.
Tujja agenda maaso.
We are still moving on.
N'okulaba ebyo ebiri mu kibuga kya Katonda.
You see God in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganiro ddene ly'abamalayika.
It's a great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
Kibuga kisiŋŋanibwa mu ggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
It's a city found in the first created heaven.
Kitundu ekyawaggulu.
In the realm above.
Kitundu kyaggulu tulinayo heaven zisatu.
In the realm above we have there three heavens.
Wabula ekitundu kya wansi tulinayo eggulu limu.
But the realm below we have here one heaven.
Eggulu eryo
the fourth heaven to be created. That we passed it and we ascended.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
This is the heaven we passed of the fourth realm. We only saw what is down there. And we moved to the realm above.
We
move on to see what is in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which is found in the first created heaven in the realm above, where we've said there is still the second and the third heaven. We still have much to see. But in these seasons, and we see the seven groups of angels and their works. We are in this part seeing the seven seals of the seven spirits and the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Still move on to see things in the fourth seal. The fourth seal and the spirit of power.
Well,
the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the fourth group of angels, the angels of power, the angels of the chains, angel of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Whom we so well, they use the sickness, they use the sword, the famine, and the beast of the field. If the angel of death picks spirits from the body,
and
we still saw there are also sicknesses of hell and the beasts which are threatening down there, the lions of the angel Abaddon. It has a horse, its head is of a lion, and its group which works there. But we wanted to totally separate it from the sicknesses of the devils. Those sicknesses of angel of death and hell, we move on to separate them from the sicknesses of the devils,
all
the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels, those called the demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we saw those sicknesses, and we began to see the way of healing of sicknesses. When we first understood it involves first capturing and binding evil spirits, and then you move on to destroy their works. Right there, because that's reached these four ways through which the Holy Spirit passes to heal sicknesses of the devils. After causing the binding of evil spirits, and he works with the angels of the chains, angels of death and hell. These four ways, the first one we finished it, and the Holy Spirit researches of all sicknesses and even to healing them when he works with the angels, the holy angels. And the second way, where we saw the Holy Spirit and
he
flows a stream of living waters,
and as
the blood of the Lord Jesus washing and heal all sicknesses, those of the devils and of the body weakness, and it involves working with the angels. This second way,
it
we saw other three ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we saw the Holy Spirit,
it
was from the hand of the minister, to releasing the power which heals in the form of the blood of Jesus and the living water, or in the form of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And again we saw the hand of God which is not shortened, which appears in the Holy Spirit, and it moves by the hand of the minister, and that servant of God stretches, raises his hand from a place where he is, and directs the hand of God to reach the people who are far. We already saw that. Ended as we saw the Holy Spirit with the servants of God, till they can work with the angels to heal the sicknesses of the devils and of the body weakness through the spiritual transport. Yesterday we ended and we saw the third way through which the Holy Spirit heals sicknesses of the devils, and the Holy Spirit appears as consuming fire to burn up all sicknesses with the powers of darkness of the devils.
Both
angels of fire also, as we last saw, we are going right on the fourth way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the Holy Spirit flows as anointing oil to washing or blocking the wounds of the sicknesses of the devils and of the body weakness. It's another way of healing sickness of the devils and of body weakness. Those are what in the fourth seal. Some things which have been done under the sun. Sometimes the Holy Spirit tries to work with us in our ignorance. And they happen. Yet they don't stand for long. For we do not know.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the fourth way. And the Holy Spirit flows as anointing oil to wash and to block wounds and to heal sicknesses of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
we want to move on to see it that way. But this way, you're going to be careful concerning the anointing oil. The anointing oil we're going to speak of is not this you buy of the olive oil. And you go out pray for it. But we speak himself the Holy Spirit. And he flows his anointing oil. And he has even the smell which is sweet. What causes him in the aspect? To move on flow as anointing oil.
There
are wounds which smell indeed. And they fail to heal them in instant. We who are praying for people, that we don't feel that person smelling all their wounds and their smelling. That's why in this way can come as anointing oil. We don't speak of this usual anointing oil you buy, but in the form which appears like olive oil. He has a good scent or smell.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Let me move on and understand me well.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, when we speak of anointing oil, and the Holy Spirit flows as anointing oil, to block and wash away wounds, healing sicknesses of the devils, of the body weakness. We remember that. Let's begin with Isaiah chapter 1.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. Let's begin with Isaiah chapter 1. And we move on with the other scriptures.
He
speaks from verses 5 and he says this. Isaiah chapter 1 from verses 5.
Ekibagaza ki okubibwa nate? N'okweyongera ne mweyongera okujeema. Omutwe gwonna gulwadde, n'omutima gwonna guzirise. Olw'omukaaga. Okuva munda w'ekigere okutuuka ku mutwe temuli bulamu, wabula ebiwundu n'okusimba n'amabwa amavundu. Tebibunisibwanga so tebisibwangamu. So, tebitekebwangamu mafuta.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the way of the Holy Spirit,
okujjokwoja ebirwadde bino ebyengeri ez'enjawulo.
To come heal sicknesses of different ways.
Muli agawondo n'amabwagawonya n'ebiringa ebyo.
Both wounds and smelling sores and the rest.
Aba agenda kujjanga amafuta.
It's going to come as oil.
Asakijjamu agawondo.
If it involves the wounds.
Agazimba zimba agatategeere.
The boils which are not clear.
Manyi waliwo agawondo gana agaba sitaani.
Not these, they are wounds of the devils.
Wabawo n'ebyofunye olw'obunafu bw'omubiri.
And they are those you've got because of body weakness.
Tufugo nga gawonya.
Indeed, and they smell.
Agazimba agatategeerekeka.
The wounds which are not clear, the boils.
Naye agamba nti babirina okuteekebwamu amafuta.
And here he says they have to put oil on them.
Oba tuyita, oba tugayite pya. Kubanga olulimi lw'amafuta kigambo ekyo kirina obunafu bwakyo.
For that oil has the weakness, anointing oil. Anointing oil of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
the Holy Spirit flows as anointing oil to block those wounds.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this way,
we
wanted you to understand it like this. That the devil is not to fake up the things. And they sell you the physical oil. This you buy the olive oil and you go out to pray for it that you can put on your wounds and things like those. One of the signs of the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit, how it flows, it is a good aroma and it smells very good. And if you are praying at that time, it's time to pray in the form of oil.
Because
the Holy Spirit flows as anointing
oil.
Which seems like olive oil. There is an aroma of knowledge.
Based
in the words of knowledge you speak.
And
flows in the progress which smells well. And the progress indeed smells well. You go flow on the wounds of that person. Remember, the Holy Spirit may be going to pray, flow from you who is praying. For we know he puts his portion in us. And another portion is outside us. You can still hear the progress of the good anointing oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the aroma and the progress is like of knowledge. We read
that
in 2 Corinthians.
Katukasomeko kuwa mulunye olwe 10 nenya abakolisi ekyokubiri esula ya kubiri.
Bakolisi ekyokubiri esula ya kubiri n'olunyiriri olwe 10 nenya.
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
Naye Katonda yeebazibwe atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangula mu Kristo n'atubikuza evvumbe ery'okumutegeera ye mu buli kifo. 15. Kubanga tuli vumbe dungi erya Kristo eri Katonda mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula. 16. Eri ababula tuli vumbe eriva mu kufa erireeta okufa. Naye eri bali tuli vumbe eriva mu bulamu erireeta obulamu.
Yesu
He said that we manifest the progress of knowledge in every place. We know that one called the spirit of knowledge is there. According to Isaiah 11 verses 2. In the spirit of knowledge, where it bases to flow as oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Anoint
which smells a good aroma.
And
when it reaches this time, we've started all. That our wounds
and
not been bound, we have not been blocked with oil. We speak of that word. That the Holy Spirit is going to flow like oil of the spirit of knowledge.
Obanga olive oil bwatu
as olive oil.
Ina o kaunya bulungi.
But the aroma is so smelling good.
Wakura singa oyita mchigambe kifananga na bwichi.
But if you pass in a word like that.
Ogezo sabiro moto nga nebyo no no.
They pray with a person who has sins.
Obanga nyezeza katonda.
Oh, when they have angered God.
Bibali kyona fuka muvomba tendale liba ejirete okufa.
Can become another aroma which brings death.
Ayizo kuulira nga ebiwondo byeyo nga awulinya nga yavunda
ddala. They may smell the wounds, they may feel the wounds are smelling and they almost rot.
Yesongo lwaki tetupapira nnyo ate kusaba mu ngeri y'amafuta.
That's why we don't rush to pray the form of oil.
Yes, you have
spoken. Praise Jesus so much.
Ye kigambo ekigamba nti okwata akwabo kama byafuka kama.
There is the word which said, touch not whom God has anointed.
Mafuta gano, oba omwoyo mutukuvu atuuka mu ngeri y'okulukutanga amafuta.
When the Holy Spirit reaches to flow as oil,
asobola okujja nga azize kujjawo biwondo.
He can come and has come to take
away. Eri abo abafuna obulamu.
To those who get life.
Wabula ate singa.
But if.
Eri oyo omwono.
To the evil.
Ayinza okujja nga ataganjula ebiwondo ne byeyongerera.
He can come mess up wounds to grow worse.
N'okwata ku yakubwaka amafuta.
And you touch the anointed.
N'omalirizaako owunya.
And you end up smelling and you rot.
Ng'akubisiwaza wenna wenna.
Sweat the all of you.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'enkola togitya asinzibwe.
Don't fear that which is not hard.
Bakulabudde ekintu kimu ky'oba okola.
Won't do one thing you have to do.
Eri ababula kiyinza okuba eky'obukambwe.
For those who perish, it may be something harsh.
Wabula eri ababajja eri Katonda.
But for those who come to God,
libeera sanyu jere.
It's joy alone.
Katudde mu Kkolinso 14, Abakolinso eky'okubiri essula ya kubiri.
Let's repeat 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14.
Abakolinso eky'okubiri essula ya kubiri oluvannyuma lwa 14.
2 Corinthians 2, 14.
Naye Katonda yeebazibwe, atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangula mu Kristo.
Ng'abawanguzi.
Nti, naye Katonda yeebazibwe, atutwala bulijjo ng'abawanguzi mu Kristo. N'atubikuza evvumbe ery'okumutegeera ye mu buli kifo. 15. Kubanga tuli vvumbe eddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda mu abo abalokoka ne mu abo ababula. 16. Eri abo ababula tuli vvumbe eriva mu kufa erireeta okufa. Naye eri bali tuli vvumbe eriva mu bulamu erireeta obulamu. Era ebyo ani abiyinza? 17. Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'amazima, naye olwa Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda, bwe tutyo bwe twogera mu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mu kanyumiro kano.
In this aspect.
Ak'okusaba omwoyo omutukuvu akulukutenga amafuta.
Asking the Holy Spirit flow as oil.
Amafuta agawunya akaloosa.
The oil which smells the aroma.
Agalinganga bunalabako olive oil.
It seems like you see anointing olive oil.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Singa omuntu oyo osooka okwenenya olw'ebyo byabeerako.
That person you first repent of the sins they have committed.
Omuntu oyo yeyongera okulamuka.
That person moves on to get
ebiwundu bisobola okukala mu kutemya kwa liiso.
Wounds can dry in a twinkle of an eye.
Bisobola okubulawo.
They can disappear.
Nebibulawo ng'otunula bw'oti.
Disappear as you are looking.
Wabula singa weesiŋŋaana.
But if you find yourself.
Amuna omuntu oyo mukakanyavu wa mutima mbeera mu jeemu.
The person is hardened in the heart of the rebellious.
N'ojja osabira ng'osaba amafuta ge gaba gakulukuta.
You pray for oil to flow.
Ayinza okuvunda n'aggwawo.
They can rot and finish as you are looking.
Amafuta.
The oil.
Oba engeri y'amafuta.
Or the form of oil.
Eri nungi.
It's a good form.
Naye
but
ngeri ya bulabe
it's a dangerous one
eri abo
onto those
abanyoma Katonda
spice God
Yesu akabaki ebiro biri ebiyise byonna
reason why all eras passed
yali takugamba kusabira direct omwoyo mutukuvu akulukutenga amafuta
didn't ask you direct prayer the spirit of flow as oil
wabula yakugamba ngagula olive oil yefananyiriza
told you by olive oil which is just like
sige sige kota andikirawo n'okusaba n'okwenenya
put on the person begin to pray and repent
kubako yito kusaba direct
but you can pray direct of him
akulukute najja atandika ovunza omuntu gwe badde osabira
okulukutenga and because the person to rot the one you've been praying for
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ugendura bate kiwundu cheyongera kugatiwa
bugatina. You see the wound goes to be more worse.
Kali mulimu engeri eyo yajjamu wakati yamu.
Now is that way which came in the midst there?
Okututaasa.
Of saving us.
Ngagamba nti musooke mugule gali ageefaananyiriza.
And he said, first buy the one which is just like.
Olive oil mumusabire.
Oil preferent.
Musige omulwadde oyo.
And put to that
same person. Kubanga ayinza okwesiŋŋana ng'alina ebibi.
But they may find where they have sins.
Amafuta ago ne gatamukola mulungi. Kubanga ajja direct n'atandikira.
Not treat them well if they directly come to work on them.
Awiwava engeri lwaki yagamba abaana ba Isirayiri.
That's why he told the Israelites.
Nti mulete olive oil.
That bring
oil ne kino.
And join in it this and that.
Mufuneyo ekyefaananyiriza.
And you get something which just like.
Otandikirizeko sigako ku muntu.
And you be the person.
Olimu okuyita nga direct omwoyo omutukuvu akulukute.
That you don't call direct the Holy Spirit to
kubanga singasiŋŋana eryo yabula.
Or if he finds the one who is getting
w'amalala.
Or the one who is proud.
Oyinza okufuna ebizibu muganda wange obe.
Got serious problems.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Batusomereko mu Yakobo.
Let's read in the James.
Yakobo esula eyokutaano. Onyula ekumi n'esatu.
James 5:13.
Yakobo essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwa 13.
James 5:13.
Waliwo mummwe omuntu ali obubi asabenga. Waliwo asanyuka ayimbenga n'okutendereza Katonda. 14. Waliwo mummwe omuntu alwadde ayitenga abakadde b'ekkanisa bamusabirenga nga bamusiiga amafuta mu linnya lya Mukama waffe. 15. N'okusaba okw'okukkiriza kulirokola omulwadde ne Mukama waffe alimusonyiwa era obanga yakola ebibi birimuggibwako.
Yesu
yebazibwaomulwadde
oyo
that sick person
yinza okuba nga munange alina ebibi.
Maybe they have sins.
Ati wewava akanyomero kali.
Now there come the other aspect.
Tibufune olive oil.
That get olive oil.
Masabire.
And prefer it.
Amirenge chisikirisi.
And it be like a shadow.
Echa mafuta gali hago moyo mtukufu mwa kurukutira.
Real oil of the Holy Spirit through which it flows.
Masige ngabwe mwenenya.
Put on them as you repent.
Nti omulwadde oyo waba n'ebibi.
If the sick person holds sins.
Asasirwa.
That they will be had must upon to be forgiven.
Oluvanyuma anawonyezebwa.
And after they will be healed.
Moyo mtukufu nga akurukuta mbulamu obwo.
And the Holy Spirit flows in their life.
Akabonero kokuleta mafuta gokusiga kava.
The sign of bringing anointing oil to put on people, it came from there.
Kubanga oyinza osiga omuntu.
Or you may put it on someone.
Oba oyinza omusabira directly omwoyo amukulukutemu nga amafuta.
Pray direct the spirit to flow as oil.
Nga alina ebibi.
And they have sins.
N'amaliriza nga vumbe lyakufa.
And they end with the aroma of death.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wabula ate mwabanga.
If they don't despise God,
they are
to repent and they
come to God,
you pray direct for them.
The
Holy Spirit will flow in them as oil.
Heal
sickness, the wounds.
Sicknesses
of the devils to wash them out. Some of those why he flows as oil. Some of us we have finished. And all body fats are no more.
And
build them through passing to flow as oil. There are many wounds which get to be on you. And the flesh is ceased to be within you. Many times when you see how ulcers affect someone. And they go affect. What's that part
for? The enzyme. Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
That
so
is a cheese or good day.
It can eat up some body parts in the stomach. And
if
someone have wounds in the stomach, what they call ulcers.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Needs
him flow there as oil. They wounds and they are big and they are not just to be burnt. And they are to be blocked with oil. And
he
creates there another flesh. Now the way of the oil is good. If you repent and you align yourself well, and the soul is broken, God will control
it.
Can flow as a fragrance of life. A one who is on to life. But to those rebellious, flow at you as the progress of death. Increases speedily and you die. What happened on Ananias and Sapphira? As the progress of death, and they died immediately.
We
are going to speak of it. People ask what was involved right in that scenario.
When they came to find about
us, do you ask the progress of death? Angels of death arrived immediately.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
After,
what is there on oil? The Holy Spirit will flow as oil.
So
that these wounds don't smell again. They block immediately. When you look and sink, immediately.
And this thing I
if you find yourself you're rebellious, might find yourself in a serious problem.
Yes, you was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
And yet you kill Zaburi to Quatakov after come of
the people. Who remember Psalms? We read that. Touch not the anointed.
Zaburi mega, chikumi mega. Chikumi ta.
Psalms 105.
Zaburi ya chikumi tano uliwa kumina tano.
Psalms 105 verse 15.
Ngayo geranti, temuku watanga kwabo, benafuka kama futa. Sote muku langa bubi, banabi bange.
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Temuku watanga kwabo, benafuka kama futa.
Touch not those I anointed.
Era, temuku watanga banabi bange.
And do not touch my prophets.
Ne engeri yokufuka nabi nyangu.
But the way becoming a prophet is easy.
Kufuna ujua wa Kristo mungu.
To get the testimony of Christ in you.
Jukira ujua wa Kristo.
Remember the testimony of Christ.
Yowayo wa nabi.
It's the spirit of prophecy.
Ere viga viatu gamba kwe moyo.
And the word is they are spirits.
Is it
that the anointing of the Holy Spirit already reached in you? If he himself reaches, begins from the Holy Scriptures. But God to say, touch not both God as anointed. Speaks of those with the Spirit. But in this time, spoken of him on the side which is harsh. The side which works immediately on things of bringing life. And the side which is more working in harshness to draw death near. That's why
he
said, touch on those who put my Spirit on. I've understood its harshness where it reaches. Spirit will flow as anointed oil. And progress of death. And you smell death. Some people run up. That's what it did to Herod.
The
progress of death was
spent on him.
The angel Abaddon slapped him and he wrote immediately. Now we pray, brothers, anointing oil. For we're going to pray
for him. Not
here, we have to align ourselves. That you very yourself
put
on your own ointments, putting on yourselves. You're putting on jelly on yourself. Olive oil. Some of you cook with it and eat. That you are on
tillets,
tell you, himself can flow as oil, which is anointed. It holds the spirit himself.
What
is what called anointing oil? There is in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus so much.
Kakati, echibadde kibuzaawo.
What has seized him? What has filled the Holy Spirit? I think you see his part. The other part.
Goes
on the rebellious, how it can work. It would have been good if he does flow as oil.
And
you come and feel an aroma. And it is good.
And
it's pray. But the Holy Spirit is flowing in there.
Your
flower is good.
When
you go in the garden of God in the city. You find the progress there.
And the city
smells very nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah,
his progress is very amazing there.
Garden
of God, the third
heaven.
And it's there flowing. You feel well.
Oh.
It smells so sweet.
Love
it. Smell. Progress. Flowers that give you smell good. And you enjoy the smell. You know, you would have been in church. When you enter among us as church,
or
the synagogue, and indeed this smell is sweet.
Now,
you're not there sitting floor.
You
go in those synagogues, they smell. Those who are
vomiting,
who ate funny foods.
But you see the Holy
Spirit.
When
you do those things, that you're fatting,
you are
belching, you cannot feel him present around. Everything goes away.
I don't want
to go speak much of that. Bia begin to fart from here.
And
realize that he blows away the spell.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus, man.
But
let's put that aside.
Let's
move on with the main agenda we are on. Praise the Lord Jesus. My question is in 2 Samuel, chapter
1,
verses 12. We see that King David, he killed the man who had killed Saul. And he said, why did you touch the Lord's anointed? But still, Saul, the spirit of the Lord had already left him. Now what I'm asking, why did David kill that man?
Yes, you must wait.
Praise Jesus. You know, Proverbs says, Proverbs 29:18, without a revelation, my people are destroyed. Remember 1 Samuel 16:13. After Prophet Samuel anointed, shed anointing on David, and the Holy Spirit came on him, and he came from King Saul.
But
David had not been revealed what had happened on him. The Spirit had left Saul and he was no more anointed. Now he did things under lacking revelation. He did it under lacking revelation. And there are some of the things which stop him from building the temple. And God told him, you shed much blood. God did
accuse
him blood of those who are meant to die. But those who are not meant to die, he killed.
I
don't know you ever read it.
You know,
when you build a house of God,
the shadow
as it was, which was the building, God told you, you're not going to build it.
For
you shed too much blood.
God
did accuse him blood of the enemies.
The man
killed in the battle after he took his wife. That man and many others whom he killed and had no case.
And
what they did was right.
That's
why they refused to build that
temple.
What God gave him as the punishment.
For
he loved it badly to build it.
Okuzimba.
To build the temple of God.
Refused
him, he felt very discouraged.
And if you have
not asked myself,
what
blood was being accused of David?
He accused
him of Goliath.
God
accused the blood of Goliath on the hands of
David.
For he was worthy to be killed, was an enemy.
That
he accused him was that of those who were not enemies. Let me hope you've understood well. We've left that. Let's go back.
Yes, we have
been praise Jesus so much.
So, kubigambo bino bitu soma.
Now, when these words be studied,
tuwagando yomero kutegera.
We wanted you both to understand.
Ndikitufu omoyo mtu kubasuburo kuru kutanga mafuta.
That through the Holy Spirit can flow as oil.
Kuzibebi wondo no kubisangula.
To block the wounds and block them out.
Hiva viziba na bifurumia.
If their boils, it releases them out.
Ngatebi wunya.
And they don't smell.
Come
as oil and it smells the aroma of knowledge,
which is
the best in smelling well. But we've shown you in the other way. If it's found and you are an evil person,
since
you're steeped.
You don't want to repent.
As we heard in James chapter
5, verse
13
to 17, it
ought us to first bring the shadow anointing, olive oil, and we pray for it, and we put on you, as the Holy Spirit has mercy. The time we put that oil on you, the shadow oil, there is a truthful repentance. Holy Spirit anytime is going to come on you.
It's
time which shows is going to come. Yet it's not yet.
So usual anointing oil,
don't you think he has come? You get to be careful. For they may put on you oil which has come from under the ocean. That of the devil. Evil spirits come on you rather than the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we have
praise
Jesus
much.
Tells
us 1 Samuel 16:13.
Can
you see the sign of the oil?
Anointed oil.
The anointing oil.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. It was a sign which was used to begin to
change
the person.
In
that they are worthy to receive the Holy Spirit to flow in them as oil. If it directly came,
there
find you have not aligned yourself.
What
gets to be next is very hard. Let us read there and we hear.
Samuel Chisoka.
1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 13.
Samuel chisoke sura ya 10 na mukaga olunyula 13.
1 Samuel 16 verse 13.
Awo Samuel nalyoka ddira ejembe ery'amafuta n'amufukako amafuta wakati mu baganda be. Omwoyo gwa Mukama ne gujja ku Dawudi n'amaanyi okuva ku lunaku olwo n'okweyongerayo.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Akabonero akamafuta ag'obuliwo.
The sign of the physical anointed oil.
Oba olive oil.
Olive oil.
Asabiddwa n'akusikibwako.
They are prayed for and it's poured on you.
Oba n'akusikibwako.
Or it's smeared on you.
Yinza okuba oli mulwadde.
You may be sick.
Oba oyinza okuba.
Or you might be.
Osuubirwa okubeera.
And you expect to be a servant of God. But it is a sign.
It's
the starting point to those who don't have faith enough. To show them the Holy Spirit is about to come. Himself to flow as oil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What can happen? If you just call the Spirit flow as oil to a person who is hard-hearted, you may find when they get worse in getting sick. If they are worse, and they get to be worse. But if there is revenge, you may call him direct and you don't smear oil on someone. And you don't put on them the shadow anointing oil. Call the Holy Spirit flow as an anointing direct. That he can heal. That he blocks the wounds.
Yes, you
have praise Jesus so much. The wounds which heal instant.
Then you heal instant,
you go back home your way.
Or
he works on it gradually.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. These ways, I saw them in the journey of heaven. Involve much connecting. For we on the world. Don't know the trick why people in olden days first put anointing oil on you. Prophets first put
oil.
How power got on you. We didn't know what side it was.
It's
like they are praying the Holy Spirit can flow as oil. Yet it involved harm. They had to first begin with the sign of it. Even the sign to make you sick if you are not around yourself.
Yes, you
praise Jesus Amen. So much. For he speaks that on the other side of communing.
When
you draw to commune to drinking on the blood, the blood of Jesus. And you not lying yourself. Others rather get sick. And others get weak. Even others die.
But
the blood, water, and the spirit, they all agree. In that side now he appears as oil. You come for communion and you get to be weak. And you get sick. Oh, you even die.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But we shouldn't feel that way. But to align ourselves. For we want the good things right from our God.
All
along our prayer here says, wish your brethren the good things from the Lord. These are the good things.
Others
you want to think of fearing.
You
can come on us and we get sick of malaria.
Yes, we
have
a
praise
Amen.
Jesus
Christ.
Not to feel that it threatens us in that way. According to what he says to us in the Corinthians, speaks and say if you dare get close to communion on the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus and the Spirit. They agree.
Speaks
if you come to communion and you align yourself. And there comes a form of sickness. Even the weakness. Then the person they are putting oil and they get more weak.
They have
prayed for them to be more well. And they show them they get more worse. And you know something is not right there. We want much the spirit to flow as oil.
That
can move on to heal us and empower us. You know we have songs. In your throne, O God. There flows oil. Yes, we want it. And you sing in your throne, It blows oil. We speak of the Holy Spirit. The throne of God is interesting to sit in, for it smells good. Others ask, did you sit in it?
Except
to sit on it, but you can sit aside it. A couple of stairways to reach where he sits.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
1 Corinthians 11:27. Buli anaalyanga ku mugaati oba ananywanga ku kikompe kya Mukama waffe nga tasaanidde. 28. Naye omuntu yeekeberenga yekka alyoka alye ku mugaati bw'atyo era anywenga ne ku kikompe. 29. Kubanga alya era anywa, alya era anywa omusango gwe ye bw'atayawula mubiri. 30. Mumwe kye muvudde mubeeramu bangi abanafu n'abalwadde era bangiko abeebaka.
Abamu banafuwa.
Others get weak.
Mtu nayongera okuba omunafu.
And the person gets to be more weak.
Nga tamanyi kiki ekimuluma.
And they don't know what's affecting them.
Amafuta.
The oil.
Mfuta gw'omwoyo mutuku.
Anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Get sick of sickness.
What I said is you pray Holy Spirit flow as oil.
Heal
sick person with seeds and then already relieve them.
They can
move on to get more weak and more sick.
And
even cause them to die for that.
For
the progress of death moves on to smell around. Angel of death has come for the spirit.
It's
possible to pray for them in goodness. And me, I feel I want them. I don't know whether you want them or not. You don't want them. Someone to get ill instead of a want.
Wow.
Pray for someone who has strength and they get it immediate. Someone comes with a big wand.
And
you pray the spirit flow as anointing oil. And it looks as you're looking at it. Yeah, I feel I want that. The way I
see
that they are interesting.
Yes, we have a
great
thing. They're
very interesting.
But
on this,
I saw them a bit burning.
I want to leave myself. The spirit of fear of the Lord shows me. I see those are the ones we hold on sicknesses. It's interesting when it's flowing. Whether that person was spending before or not.
Anointing
of the devil
when it flows.
You may feel funny smellings. They put it on you and the head begins to get dizzy. Those that are put on you, your
hair.
Some of you, even your wire sorted on the head. We call you three times and the fourth you wake up, the ears got blocked.
But the
anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is so good indeed. But in the side of the evils, it's bad to them.
But you know,
the devil's fake
anointing,
which is fake. Evil spirit flows in you. You may remember
that
you laugh funny laughters.
When you are surrounded, smelling good, and they are healthy.
And you begin to enjoy the experience. And it's interesting. You're not
going to
laugh like a mad person. No. Those are not ways of the Holy Spirit. Who are those who say after we finish, let's pray, if us flow in us as the oil? Let us see your hands. You first
Lord.
Who are those who say we shouldn't pray for it? We don't know ourselves.
But
God's teaching us to profit. Feel clear water flow in you. Every part, oil, even boots aromas, smelling good. Different aromas, smelling good. Let's read in the Hebrews chapter 1.
Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8. Romwenda, wayagala obutuukirivu n'okyawa obujeemu. Katonda wo kyavudde akufukako amafuta ag'okusanyuka okusinga banno.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Olw'okubanga yakyawa
obujeemu. He hated evil.
Katonda,
the Lord, the Father Himself, anointed him with anointing of joy. The Holy Spirit flow as anointing oil.
Don't know whether he saw Jesus move on, laugh, funny laughters.
Joy over him more than we, his brethren. You saw him laugh, funny laughters. But the widow more understands.
The
just Bobby steps in the soap in the seats.
Mubutemi wakuru ne kumeja.
On the top of the table is laughing.
Yesu alina mafutaki sanyo.
Jesus has anointing of joy.
Onatema mbita mwoyo wa sanyo wakura mafutaki sanyo.
Anointing
of joy. Uwanga mwoyo mtu kufuke nyini hawa kuru kutanga mafuta.
Holy Spirit himself flows as oil.
Yesu yobaziwe ni.
Praise Jesus much.
Kawe, omanyo wa waluwa wa ina stress.
You know that people with stress.
Onota.
This one doesn't know stress. He just sweeps off stress. Sicknesses in the heart.
It
away, it puts joy there. Yet it is visible. God restore the joy of salvation.
He sustained
with the spirit of liberty.
He
is of liberty.
Not
of chaos and confusion.
But
those whom they put upon the spirit of joy as they say, the spirit of the devils, and they laughed. And they
are
about to unclothe themselves.
And
they feel so demons causes them to laugh.
It's not
what we speak of here.
Jesus
came and the world is spoken of him up
there. In
Isaiah 61, he said
this.
And when the Spirit came on him,
that
he anointed him.
And
he had to bind wounds of the hearts and others like those. Let's read there and we hear.
Isaiah 61
from verse 1.
Omwoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli kunze, kubanga Mukama anfuseeko amafuta okubuulira abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okusiba abalina emitima egimenyese, okulangirira eddembe eri abawambe, n'abasibe okugulirwawo ekkomera. Olwokubiri, okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkiririzibwamu n'olunaku lwa Katonda waffe olw'okuwalanirwamu eggwanga n'okusanyusa bonna abanakuwadde. Olwokusatu, n'okubateekerawo abanakuwalidde mu Sayuni okubawa engule mu kifo ky'evvu, amafuta ag'okusanyuka mu kifo ky'okunakuwala, ekyambalo eky'okutendereza mu kifo ky'omwoyo ogukungubaga. Balyoke bayitibwe miti gya butuukirivu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omwoyo wa Mukama ali ku nze.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Nafukiddwa
amafuta. Oh, you've been anointed.
Ye omwoyo omutukuvu olutuuka.
When the Holy Spirit arrives,
yasalawo okuflowinga nga amafuta.
Decides to flow as anointing oil. Oba
kutuyita olive oil.
The olive oil.
Ka kenyini yeyeekulukutira.
When he himself flows,
okusiba ebiwundu.
To bind up the wounds.
Emitima egimenyese.
The broken hearts.
You
know that those which
and Satan clothed
you an amazing face.
And
we passed you, you were almost to scratch us. You frowned it.
But
when we laugh, you feel you're angered. Why we laugh? Many churches in the world
which
have another spirit in them. People in it, they don't just speak to each other.
They're
not friendly at all.
They
want to know their other brethren. Out there and just wonder what you are on. Let's repeat it this verse. There are many ingredients in it.
Isaiah
61, verse 1.
Omwoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli kunze, kubanga Mukama anfuseeko amafuta okubuulira abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agambye nti omwoyo wa Mukama Katonda ali ku ye.
The Spirit of the Lord is on him.
Ogamba omuntu ku ye kennyini olutuuka.
The Holy Spirit in the life.
Yaba agenda kwekulukutira ng'amafuta.
Going to flow as oil.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus so much.
Eraga bantu boya bobera ko eno moyo wa mukama no gakutanga mafuta.
If you have the spirit of God flowing as oil,
ogena kuba na ebigambo ebiru.
You're going to have the good word.
Na bantu bokka bobera oyogera nabo.
Even people alone you speak
to. Bawulire emirembe.
Feel the peace.
Bakatuulirize.
And they say, let's listen.
Babula banna.
But and they wonder.
Wadde byakunenya katubiwulire kubanga birina amafuta.
Rebuke, let's listen for it. Hold
on. Onyumayi bayinza okunenyanga naye owulire
sanyu. They can rebuke you when you feel joy for God rebuking you. As oil in those words. Those are wounds you've had.
You're
broken and you're bound immediately.
Though they are
broken,
I didn't know,
but God, thank you for telling them to me.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Isaiah 61 verses 1. Paul binding up the brokenhearted. What breaks our hearts more is the devils. These wounds are invisible to most of the people. To physical doctors. They cannot even see them. Yet the wounds of the Satan are too much on you. In the way of the devils as they heal.
And
Satan chases Satan. When they take these wounds from your physical body, they push them rather on your spirit. Begin to weep in the spirit. That's
where
you can find people in those false churches.
Even
in the religions of different forms.
On
the top they look good, yet they cannot rejoice at all. And their spirit is filled of grief. And
his
heart, the devil tore it apart. Those wounds of the devils, which are in the inner man, the Holy Spirit flows there.
And
the reason why many of you who came when you found yourselves, who appear funny, I wonder what even I can comment on it. If I speak to you when I phone you the first time, and you all like you smell like a dead body, you all look
Satan
affected
facing as
and the faces seem to be appalling. Just speaking funny.
Another,
the wire sorted already. They speak randomly, they are not set on it. People see them, they think they are healthy.
They are sick.
They prayed on the mountain and they are already tired.
You
see someone moving up and down. They are watching. They are sick. Their head is no more understanding. They're about to jump scratch you.
And
you
tell
them they have no hope.
Yeah, yeah, far, far,
they already got ruined.
Let's
try the first thing, maybe.
What
and the sickness like and the waste like the locust. And they have tied locks in their waists.
And
if you have problems,
find them
in those parts of food you think they have peace.
And
the wounds in the spirit, they are too much on them. Another was still praying. And he fasted in tears.
And
just cried tears. I wonder why they are
crying.
The wound
is pierced
them once.
Our
grief, it will never go away.
Now,
some of us, maybe they have entered into spirit. It was the pastor preaching. And they have their
word. And they have
their
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. And he comes back. People heal the
world.
Now you see yourselves healed. You are there feeling peace. You sleep the entire night, you finish. And sometimes what a walk you never knew them
even.
You found yourself, you're sitting in the night. You're seated on the bed.
Oh my God.
In the time you sat, spoke to yourself, and you've not yet known.
Not down the way,
and you slept again.
Was you said you don't know.
Until you woke up in the night, you pray. I was sleeping.
Yet,
spirit is
always
a problem. At times you wake up even without knowing.
At times
you woke up barking like a dog.
Na yenga baabi.
But man.
They have
never gotten of the Holy Spirit to flow in their life as oil which brings peace,
and
which takes away deeper wounds in the heart.
It's
the thoughts alone that become a sickness your way. And you sit down, you think, and you begin
right
alone, and people see you, yet you no more see them. Yet you settled in one place. And
you
begin to shed one tear to another. When they ask what's wrong with you, troubles of this world. And did you pray yesterday? Eyes got red, but we don't know what even we prayed.
There are
times problems came. They had reached our spirit.
We
decided to just pray.
And
spend the night at least.
That
gave us what we need. Spend the night at least. When I pray, I feel some peace. One of the things we are meant to do to be well, sleeping in the overnight. You don't even sleep on. The Spirit took away sleep from me. I am in prayer. The Spirit took sleep from you. They are the wounds. Another
say,
when I sleep on the floor, I sleep. But if I'm on the bed, the Spirit chased me from the bed.
It
did not chase you.
You
reach deep in grief and you saw them to sleep on the floor. Let's read Isaiah.
Isaiah
61:1.
Okulangirira eddembe eri abawambe. N'abasibe okugulirwawo ekkomera. Olinnya olw'okubiri. Okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkiririzibwamu. N'olunaku lwa Katonda waffe
olw'okuwalanirwamu eggwanga n'okusanyusa bonna abanakuwadde.
Kirimu okusanyusa abanakuwadde.
It involves bringing joy to those who are grieved.
Manye ogenda n'olaba nga tusanyuka.
You can see us rejoicing.
Nga tumanyi omwoyo abikoze
ate. You don't know how the Spirit has done it.
Awo aba akulukuseewo nga
abafuta. There he has flown as oil of joy, anointing.
Era nnawulira ano musumba mukyala musumba mukibi.
And I heard here Pastor Mukibi's wife. And she said,
but nice, my Kabayas is a subject.
I feel joy. I want to feel joyful always now.
But
when we met her, we thought she was a commando. I know in the spiritual world,
what was happening,
but physical in the body, you find a commando. You don't dare get close to the
dreamer,
or you don't know what she will answer you.
She
finds herself answering you things hungering you. They commando. The boy we reached.
They
know what troubled her.
Ebenezer.
And we left Ebenezer. We went to
Goshen.
Now we used to pass each other the way.
Yes, we ever.
Praise Jesus. She doesn't mind you like. She like. She doesn't mind you.
She's
most of you were like that.
Is
the elder who sits there.
Yeah,
she's going to
slap
you. And you look at her when you're careful. You know
any time
you can rise to slap you.
Why you are Mukande, Mama and Baba?
Mama and Babas.
Oriye,
the one.
Maria, but walk off. Kuga, I was thinking of Mama, but walk off.
You were rushed.
Gabamo is the Muga, but I am
at the same date. How am I clothed now?
But
people are sick. You see them on the body.
If
someone three words, they answer you 40 words.
And
they have no wisdom, neither meaning in the answer
them.
Yet they have spoken all.
I think I got to be more mistaken.
Want you to concentrate on them and you see them meaningful. Let's
begin
from the other time. May God bless you.